I'm here with Margaret Simons, Chair of the Foundation of Public Interest Journalism at Swinburne University. Margaret, how do you think the whole forum's been going so far?
I think it's been pretty exciting. Yesterday we had sort of more formal panel events, but I think several of them were really groundbreaking. And Jay Rosen, our international keynote speaker, gave a speech last night, which I think is one of those most penetrating analyses of what's good and bad about political reporting and what could be better about it that I've heard. And this morning, which is more about engaged, interactive discussions, we've had some very powerful moments, I think, so I'm pretty pleased.
One thing that I've noticed throughout the conference, and one thing that I was expecting, there doesn't seem to be as many journalists here as I expected. They're coming in dribs and drabs, but there's not quite a full force of media people at the conference. It's more public. How do you respond to this?
It's usually the way. Most conferences I've been to have had an underrepresentation of journalists. On a Friday, it's understandable. Many of them are working. Many of them are working today as well. What I am particularly pleased about is that through the Melbourne Press Club's participation and the live streaming and the Twitter presence, I know that a lot of journalists are following what we're doing. So it's not that they're absent, even if they're not here in body.
And what about presence of journalism students as well? There hasn't been too many young people here.
That has been one of the differences from this year, between this year and last. Now, it may be that last year both days of the conference were midweek. That might have made a difference, but it's one of the puzzles I've been wondering about as well, because last time we did have a big presence of students. Yeah.
So is there anything that you might take away from this conference that you might improve in the future?
Well, I've always thought that these conversational sessions are some of the most exciting parts of the conference. The difficulty is structuring them, given that they really have to be free, otherwise it defeats the purpose. Structuring them in a space which is large enough, friendly enough, that continues to be a challenge. The whole thing, of course, is done on the smell of an oily rag. As far as budget is concerned, we could do bigger and better with more funds, which we're in the process of trying to get. The other challenge, of course, is trying to determine what the issues are that people, both journalists and their audiences, are concerned about when you're planning about 3 months ahead, which we have to because of the deadline for the Melbourne Writers' Festival programme. So all of those are things we continue to struggle with. Having said that, the Wheeler Centre is a fantastic venue. We're very lucky to have it. Being part of the Melbourne Writers' Festival positions us as being a conference about ideas and about the public, not just an industry conference or an academic conference, and those are certainly themes we want to continue.
One of the most interesting forums that a lot of people are looking forward to is the Holding Media Leaders to Account forum this afternoon. What do you expect from that?
I'm going to be really interested to see because it's an experiment, and I think the media leaders who have agreed to participate deserve congratulations for agreeing to participate in an experiment. It's a cheeky idea. It's my idea, but it was a cheeky idea. The idea of getting our say to source questions from whoever wished to participate, and then actually getting the author of the most popular question to join the leaders on the panel. It's experimental, and it's probably a question you should ask me afterwards.
Actually might. Margaret Simons, thank you so much for your time.
It's a pleasure.